Good morning. We're continuing with Chai Olam. We're still learning Klal Chof Beis, Simur Aleph, Melachos of Kavona. And we mentioned yesterday that we want to clarify one or two points about the Kavonas and also give some eitzes for how to have the proper Kavonas. So just one thing I want to clarify. We said that that a person should daven in a form of tachanunim, that the person should daven as an ani, like a which is standing by the doorway, and he's being a vakesh. So that's a lashon l'shulchan aruch and siman tzadik has sif gimel. Yispel derech tachanunim kiroshim a vakesh v'pesach. There, the Biralach brings that a person has to be very careful with this requirement, because he brings from the Bach and the Yeraba and the Beis Yosef and the Mar Mordechai. And the Morgan Giborim, based on Rambam, that this is Ma'akev B'diyevet. A person does not daven in the form of Tachanunim. So it's even B'diyevet, the person is not Yotze. Now, he said you can't go back because of it, because the Rashi holds it that it's not Ma'akev B'diyevet. So you're going to be left in this dilemma that if you don't have this Kavanah, you can't go back and correct it. But it could be you were not Yotze. So a person should be very careful to make sure that his tefillah is in the form of a person which is truly beseeching and asking. So that's one point I wanted to point out. In regards to different eitzes for having kavanah, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadiches, Sivkatan Beis, brings one Kabbalistic concept which he... I do not think that it's necessarily undertaken in a normal way. And he brings from the Sefer Kitzur Shloah, if a person wants to remove Machshavas Chutz before he starts davening, he should put his right hand across his forehead, and each time he does that, he should say the Pasuk Lev Tohor Broli Elokim Ruach Nachon Chadesh Berkabi. So a person do that three times before he starts davening, and that is a school to help a person to have kavana. There are other schoolas, which we'll call them that, or eitzes, which Chazal gave to have kavana. One of them was that a person comes into davening, that there should not be anything between the time the person gets up in the morning and the person starts davening. A person should not be involved in anything else, which means, really, a person should not have any conversation at all before davening. We touched on this a little bit beforehand. And if a person will get up and there's nothing to distract him before davening, his focus will only be on davening. If a person would be makir that in the shul, he only speaks words of Torah and tefillah and not anything else. So he will create a reality that when he walks into the Beis HaKnesses, he sort of goes into a tefillah zone, into a prayer zone. He's now zoned in into the world of prayer. It's much easier to stay focused. And if everybody in the shul would do that, it would create a atmosphere in the shul which would help everybody along in their tefillah. Chofetz Chaim brings a few eitzes. It says a person should not say more than three words at a time. So you say three words at a time. So it's easier to you say three words, think about what they mean, say another three words, think what they mean, etc. The Chofetz Chaim also says that a person should pause for each bracha and think about what he's going to be asking. Now this is true in general. Anytime a person says a bracha, a person really should pause before they say the bracha and think about the content of the bracha, and then say the bracha, being aware of what the content of the bracha. This is based on a Gemara in brachas, and how some Rishonim learn the Gemara in brachas. Rashi learns the Gemara in brachas like this, that when you say Baruch Ato Hashem, when you say Hashem's name, that's the Iker moment of the bracha. We mentioned this idea before, that the Iker moment of the bracha is when you say Hashem should be Baruch. Now you have to say why you want Hashem to be Baruch. You should be thinking that in your head, which means before you started that phrase, you thought about what you're about to praise Hashem for, and then you praise Hashem for that fact. So that's much more Derech Eretz than a person would say, Baruch Ato Hashem, you know, Hashem, you're Baruch. I don't know why, but you know, yeah, you're Baruch. no, since you've done X, therefore you are Baruch. That's what you're thinking. So you're thinking, when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, you're already thinking about what you want to praise Him for, what you want to thank Him for. So similarly, by a bracha of bakasha, a person should pause for a moment to think about what he's asking for. So he says, it sounds like it'll add a lot of time to Yishmael Esrei. The truth is, he was Baruch himself, and he said it takes just a very short, brief amount of time just to get to do that. You have to get used to doing that. We'll talk about some more ideas tomorrow. But one last point, the Shulchan Aruch does say that when a person does get another machshava in his head, he should pause until that machshava goes away. So that if a person at least that level of awareness, he realizes that all the other thoughts are coming in, so he should pause until he feels that the machshava has went away. Obviously, our challenge is sometimes we daven without even being aware that the other machshava is coming in. Have a good day.